Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
But do you feel like there has been a shift nationally on what Caleb Williams can be?
Well, there should be, because these are the games that help a player believe in himself, and they help the players around him believe. The opponents, when they come up against the Bears and they have those leads late, when you know that the Bears have this institutional ability to wipe out a double-digit lead late in the game, you start to get a little tight. Sets the stage for the Bears to keep doing it week in and week out.
That is Mike Florio. We just talked to him. If you missed it, you can go back, listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We didn't get to it yesterday because we started to cook as a trio, Raheemy Harris and Grody, on the national conversation surrounding the Bears and how they're shaping up right now with the rest of the NFL. And this is actually a conversation that was birthed from something that Cam Newton had to say on First Take. The reason I give Cam a little more credit than the average is because, number one, he wasn't average in his career as a quarterback, far from it. So I tend to think that when it comes to his takes about the rest of the league, I like to hear what he has to say, which is why I was somewhat surprised that this is what he had to say about the Bears.
Who's going to tell the truth here? I mean, because
oh,
everybody on this panel,
you the truth teller?
I'm so disappointed.
Oh, wow.
I'm the truth teller.
That's a part.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Go ahead.
Who's going to tell the truth about the last two games you played, the Cincinnati Bengals and the New York Giants? And those teams know how to lose better than they know how to win. And that's what happened. Damian Woody, you're lying. Stephen A. Smith, you're lying. And I'm sorry, Shay, but I got to tell you the truth about your Chicago Dub Bears. Because, no, nobody's giving this team hope in the NFC. Not when you got Tampa, Seattle, Los Angeles Rams, even the 49ers. No! Show me in the next couple of weeks versus the Eagles. If you try this type of formula when Ben Johnson says, we had it right where we want them, that's a lie. Then you play Green Bay twice. Then you got the Lions. Like, try that same recipe versus those type of teams and see if you don't doggone be reconsidering what you just said. This is not a winning recipe. You don't want to stay in a situation where you have to come back and say, oh, my God, the resiliency, we never gave up, we never waved. Man, that's... Man, look, that's BS, baloney, that's hogwash, Stephen Anthony. And you guys can keep marveling over Caleb Williams. Yes, he is a great talent. He can play in this league. But playing this type of way, where you're giving up leads and you have to, you know, desperately come back in the fourth quarter, that's not going to work, bro.
First of all, when he said doggone, I nearly lost it, but then not the Stephen Anthony call for Stephen A. Smith.
The part where he realized, oh, wait, I'm on television, not my podcast. I cannot curse here. And regathered his thoughts to use lighter language. That's what I appreciated about it.
But here's the thing. Again, as I look at the playoff picture that Adam Schefter posted that has the Bears in it as a sixth seed.
Do you want to like print out a giant copy of that and hang it on the wall? And then we can just update it every week. as long as the Bears remain in that picture. We could do that.
We
could do that.
I've been here for more than 10 years now. And it's not, it's a rare day when I see this. But the point is, Cam mentioned all these teams, right? Eagles, he mentioned. Seahawks, he mentioned. Rams and Bucks. Okay, you just mentioned C's 1-4. What about 4 through the rest, huh? Huh? What about 4, 5, 6?
And last I checked, the Packers are behind the Bears in the standings, correct? He mentioned the Packers
twice.
What
about 7-8?
Well, eight, you don't want to go to 8. This is the NBA.
Oh, yeah,
you
7. My bad.
Yeah,
sorry.
You go to 8. There's no play
in here.
8
doesn't count. Yeah, there's not play. But yeah, what about 7, huh? What about, that's it. I mean, it's, and right now as it stands, you're talking about the Lions. Well, Lions are 3. So he didn't say the Lions. He kind of did, but not in that breath. So you're talking about basically the NFC North. That's the division you omitted.
I understand why Cam Newton feels the way he feels about the Bears as a whole and about the sustainability. But
I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. Newsflash. Sorry, guys. Sorry. If it happens, I think we'll have discussions and you can say, you were right. I'll be great about that. But that's not this discussion.
He wears a hat every day, and he did tip his hat to one Caleb Williams and admitted that guy is the real deal and he is the talent and he can do things, but the way that they're winning, having them right where we want them, all that stuff, I get why he's punching holes through that, the things that Ben Johnson has said in recent weeks. At the same time, they're 6-3. They've got the road right there in front of them to stay exactly where they are, which, as you mentioned, Layla, is not in the hunt. It is on the graphic. It is on the, if the playoffs started today, they would have a game on the road in Detroit.
They are in the seed. Yeah, they're in the seed discussion. And that's it for me is that, yeah, he named all the teams that I would name if you're talking about surefire playoff makers. It's the other teams where the discussion lies. It's the other 4 or 3, depending on how you look at it. And that's where it gets tricky. But Cam is, I think it's one thing to look at the progress of this team and talk about it in that vein, through that lens. It's another thing to talk about how you feel like they would fare against the elite of the NFC. Those are two different discussions. But if they make the playoffs as a 7th seed even,
no,
it's going to be pandemonium.
If they make the playoffs, they're out here doing things. No one said Bears. Well, I'm sorry. Very few people said Bears in the playoffs year one of Ben Johnson.
No. And think about how ludicrous it was to even think that they'd have an outright winning record. Think about the controversy that surrounded the concept of them having a winning record. Then double digits? Like, these weren't concepts that we were readily able to discuss.
I picked them to go 7-10. They're one away from getting the 7th
Not
win.
Not the color printer.
Oh, he got the color printer?
You used the color printer?
When you show it to Twitch. Show it to Twitch now, Layla.
It's glossy.
Show it to Twitch now. Put that in your scrapbook.
We're framing that.
Put that in your scrapbook,
This may be
Layla.
The closest we get, and I have to understand that. I have to take this with a grain of salt, but it's just not very often that I've seen this in my day.
And I think also Cam Newton,
like you do in mass,
he makes a good point when he talks about the fact that the Bengals and the Giants this season have found ways to lose games. Good teams find a way to win, bad teams find a way to lose. And so far, more times than not, the teams that the Bears have played, whether that be the Raiders or the Commanders or the Bengals or the Giants, have simply found a way to lose, allowing the Bears to have a window of opportunity. And Caleb Williams has been very happy to take that window of opportunity and run with it.
So how much of the roller coaster would you like to ride here? Like, do you want
the
where it's just the cliffhanger and it's the Cam Newton take and then we go? Or do you want one with a bunch of little hills too?
I want to scream at the top of my lungs. Go.
Okay, let's listen to Rex Ryan talking about Caleb Williams' ceiling.
He's a generational talent. I think people forget that, all right? He's a generational talent. And now you pair him with a heck of a football coach that, and like I say, he's going to get like this. He's going to keep climbing, guys. And when it's all said and done, is this a playoff team? It kind of looks that way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, next up on the hills of the roller coaster, the sands of the hourglass, the days of our lives. Let's flash back to what Colin Cowherd had to say 8 weeks ago on The Herd and Caleb Williams after that loss to the Lions.
Sounds. But the further this quarterback gets away from the play script, the worse he is. He's like a studio musician having to go live or a stand-up comedian who's totally reliant on joke writers. His style in this league is not a timing style. And this coach craves it. This coach craves structure. Maybe there's a coach it works with. I don't think it's Ben Johnson. It also helps if you have composure. I don't think he does. He's like the news anchor and the teleprompter goes down. Oops. You know, I don't think this marriage is going to work.
He has a point about the timing being a factor in Ben Johnson's game. For more on that, you can go to Tim Jenkins' video, All Things QB on YouTube, because he talked a lot about the timing and the aspect therein.
That was quite a draw from 2 weeks of watching football with Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson.
It was a take, and I know that's part of the job. But listen to how old Colin has changed his tune since. Let's hear what he had to say after the Giants win on Sunday.
The eternal question for the Chicago Bears is, why can't we figure quarterback out? I think you have. Two things that have always been true about Caleb Williams. Really durable, doesn't get hurt, and he doesn't throw picks. Let me add a third. He's clutch. So I think it's official. He's still growing, but the Chicago Bears have their first great quarterback.
Woo!
My.
We
change our takes too. I get that. But I think he's got a point when it comes to the timing element does need to get tighter. I don't think that people would disagree with that.
That's still true today.
Yes, and that's okay. But a lot changes in a very short amount of time. And that's what I'm here to illustrate. So today I got this.
You know what the overwhelming thing
is? What happens if this is... Do we throw darts at it at the end of the year if this is wrong? We'll be like, hey, remember that? We had a hot day in November where we talked about the playoffs.
Oh, we burn it. Good. We burn it.
We burn it, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of color ink.
I'm keeping that.
I like it. I think it's beautiful.
Feel this.
It's a moment in time. No, I could see the sheen from here.
Yeah, but when you feel it...
No, I know. It's glossy.
I hold it up again.
There's a lot of color ink, guys, for the playoff picture. Also, there's that whole, in this theory, they're playing the Lions thing, which, at Detroit, so.
Then we get to see how far they've come if they end up playing Detroit in the playoffs, because that was the low point of the season.
Dollar bet on this hypothetical game? Dollar bet?
We'll get to our dollar bet. You still owe me a dollar, Robbie. You owe me a dollar right now. So, there's that.
Dollar bet on the hypothetical playoffs?
So
we have reached the extreme of the take. We have become bots of ourselves.
No,
I'm in.
I think it's a beautiful thing to understand that timing thing can get better. So we always talk about margin for error and how here in Chicago, we've been watching several seasons where there has been no margin for error.
You certainly didn't have this.
You know what the combination of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is creating? They're creating a margin of error. Right now, it's very small. But guess what? The more they work together, the better Caleb gets in Ben Johnson's system, there will be more margin for error. So when we criticize Caleb and him not being perfect and all the little things he does, I'm not saying it's not going to matter. It's going to matter so much less because there's still going to be an effective offense at some point scoring over 30 points a game. 30 points a game. Do you hear me?
December. We got to figure out what happens in December. Will it be a December to remember, like certain sales events? Or will it be a December that reminds us of many other winters we have seen before?
Are you buying me a new car?
A new car!
That's what I took from that December to remember.
It's
was
a
like,
catchy slogan. Lego. You know?
Just give me a new whip.
Really, this is glossy and pretty. And I understand why the discussion has changed so much, because you get new information. That part of it I get, but you still have to play the games on your schedule. And yeah, were they pretty? No. No. The defense is, as we know, injured. Not just injured. They're very injured.
That's why the margin for error is so slim right now.
It's it. It's it can be a simple angle on a explosive play that is missed. You know, just the whiff, the being inches away from your one-on-one battle and losing it. So we know that the margin for error is little, but this sure looks like hope versus you know what, hope, belief, and in the known. This looks like hope or belief to me.
Couple of comments from the text line. 708, I hope December to remember is better than Craig Tober. Okay, fair. And then 317, if the Bears miss the playoffs, just delete this segment from the FCC. Wow.
We'd have to delete the first segment, too.
We've got the master of deleting things from the FCC coming up at 1 o'clock. Danny Parkinson himself.
But I don't think we're not defiantly saying, oh, they're in. That's not what this is. This is us having fun with what's out there right now.
847 says, come on, you guys. Cam Newton has a point. In order to get to the playoffs, they have to win 3 out of the 4 division games remaining. I, as a longtime Bears fan, will be honestly shocked if that happened. The defense will not be able to stop these good teams from scoring 30-plus per game. Sunday's game versus the Vikings will show the reality of what's coming. I will say this. They don't need to win 3 of the next 4 games to do that. That's not what has to happen. It's not what has to happen.
They beat the Vikings in Minnesota on the road on Sunday, and this is a different discussion.
Yes.
You're closer to this glossy pretty thing than you are the take that Colin Cowherd had against the Lions. That's where you're at with this.
I love finding out what's going to happen. When they're 8-3, we can revisit this conversation, and that they might be higher on that little graphic he got there.
Pretty sure we're going to revisit this every week.
Oh, so when they're 7-3, we'll do it the first time, then again at 8-3. Got it.
So you think they're beating the Minnesota Vikings?
I think they can. Let me see what that injury report
looks
like. You
just defiantly said 7-3.
Let's see what that injury report looks like.
Yeah, this is crucial for today. Coming up next, you heard a preview of it. We got into quite the Tarek Skubal Cy Young discussion over the break right before the segment. So we're going to bring it to you because it also involves, of course, a former White Sox. We'll do it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.